Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another broadcast day talking about political issues that do, in fact, impact your life and how you can use them to change your world. That's what we do here. You persuading a persuadable person by having meaningful conversation about things that matter. Listen to this. What strikes your mind, or what do you think when you hear me say, no jab, no job? No jab, no job. That's where we're headed. And there's lots of evidence. In fact, there's a USA Today story, and I want to thank Greg L. for sending this to me, about all of this, about how you, if you don't get the jab, you might not only lose your job, but you might also get charged additional medical bills. No kidding. Is that right? Is that fair? Is that ethical? There's a story, by the way, in the Oregon Watchdog today from the Oregon Business Report that is similar. And it says what a vaccine surcharge looks like for your business. See, the insidiousness of the business community being in league with this is how it works, folks. I can just tell you, there's an insidious way in which the business community, with their lobbyists, kowtow to whatever the left wants, whatever the news media says, whatever the politicians want. One of the ways that they're doing this is business is saying, okay, the health insurers are saying, okay, well, because the unvaccinated are the ones that are costing us all this extra money, we get to charge them more money. We get to charge the business more money for every one of their unvaccinated employees. And then, you know what happens? Those companies, like Delta Airlines, pass it on to you, the employee, who remains unvaccinated. And they say that it falls within, it's legal, falls within the existing structure of the wellness program rules within the ADA and Obamacare and the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. And guidance from the EEOC. It's a surcharge. This is a piece written by a law firm that says, yeah, it's legal. They can do it to you. Maybe legal, but is it moral? And how will you respond if you remain unvaccinated and your employer hits you with a surcharge? What will you do? I'm curious. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. There are some other things that are going on out there. Now, I told you yesterday, teased you, that we would have Jim Huggins, who is running for governor. He makes his announcement today. I told you he'd be on the show today. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Makes his announcement today on Lars's show, and that's perfectly fine. We'll talk with him tomorrow about all of that. Jim Huggins running for Oregon governor. In fact, there's a story on Oregon Watchdog about Stan Pulliam announced for governor yesterday. Now, you can't file, by the way, for actual governors for the literally with the Secretary of State's office. You can't file till tomorrow, okay? But everybody's going to announce it today. Also, speaking of vaccines, did you see the story about Portland may exempt the police force from the citywide vaccine mandate? Folks, this is the most crass, cynical thing that just exemplifies pathetic, I'm sorry, folks, pathetic, weak-kneed, pandering politicians. And that's Portland City Council, and that is the Portland mayor. You know what this is? I mean, you know, again, you don't have to be a rocket science to figure this out. This is the Portland mayor and the Portland City Council feeling the heat and watching the poll numbers. The heat of what? A massive number of people being dissatisfied with how Portland's being run, and much of it associated with 100 nights, 100 consecutive nights of violent protests and rioting from last summer, and the fallout from that, and defunding cops, and the disrespect they give cops. The Portland leaders, political leaders, I mean. This is an OPB story, says the subheadline is, the city's attorney's office advised city staff on Tuesday that the order was legally dubious. After, of course, as you read the story, after saying, no, we're going to have to comply with it. Then they turn around and go, oopsies, maybe not. Because there was, the excuse is, new guidance from the Oregon Health Authority, which happened to come out Friday. Folks, this is, I mean, this new guidance said that law enforcement was probably not subject to the governor's order, as providing medical care was likely not a fundamental part of their job. Well, duh. Now, what else happened on Friday? Oh, wasn't it that Thursday? It might have been Thursday. I have to go back and look. But at any rate, 9 state troopers, kudos to them for having the courage to step up and say, no, this is unconstitutional. We're not going to do it. Filing the lawsuit in Jefferson County, along with the Klamath County Fire. Oh, by the way, there's, you want to talk about pandering, weak-kneed politicians? Just look at the Klamath County Commission. Most of the commissioners, this is a state rule. We're not going to take any action on it. Pathetic. And they ought to be replaced, too. At any rate, folks, this is what this is. Kate Brown gets sued. And, folks, I can tell you that she knew this lawsuit was coming. Because that's how it works in state government. The stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. You see, the way the chain of the command works in Oregon State Police, it's very militaristic. The word has been, especially since Trooper Knowing, who got suspended for producing that video, saying, hey, this violates my constitutional right, and I'm not going to comply. Who's being investigated now, right? We talked about that yesterday, but anyway. So this was not done in a vacuum. And I guarantee the way the chain of command works, that many of these officers were telling their chain of command, we are not going to comply, period. They knew it was coming. They knew something was happening. No, that's why I'm telling you what I'm hearing is, I have no idea if it's true, but what I'm hearing is the rumor mill within government is that Kate is expecting to rescind her executive order prior to the October 18th absolute deadline. And she's going to do that using the excuse of, well, you know, the COVID, you know, this thing has peaked and it's coming down and all of my great things, my mask mandate and my vaccination mandate, you know, it's all creating these, a lower COVID infection rate. And so we can let it go. No, there's nothing to do with it. There's everything to do with political power and how she's being and what the poll numbers are, folks. I'm telling you. If you don't think Joe Biden's bad poll numbers aren't affecting Democrats here, you're not thinking clear. But it's Kate Brown's own poll numbers. She cannot risk, folks, politically. Understand this. She cannot risk losing in a court of law, even in Oregon. She cannot risk having state employees rebelling against her. That sets a precedence for the future, and it's big, very big, especially for a petty tyrant, and that's what Kate Brown is. Because you see, the next petty tyrant will be either Tina Kotek or Ashimia Fagan, who is a communist, who is our Secretary of State. They intend to be the next governor of Oregon. I don't know about Shamia. I think she's said she's not going to run. But certainly Tina Kotek has said she will. These are people who are every bit as bad as Kate Brown, or I would argue, at least in case with Shamia Fagan, worse. Shamia Fagan is more of an ideologue than what Tina Kotek is. Tina Kotek's very smart, folks. Kate Brown is just a bully. She fits very, in fact, Kate Brown would fit in very nicely with Antifa. But I'm telling you, this is why we got to have a Republican governor in Friends. The fact that this OPB story, that they are using this flimsy excuse of new statewide guidance for the Portland police. You know why they're doing that? Because they've lost 145 officers, have left the force. Because they're demoralized, because they're not being supported by the city council, because they cut their budget. They go after them. They literally are prosecuting officers for things they'd never been prosecuted for before. This is what this is. It is nothing more than pathetic pandering. But it also tells you this is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity for any Republican with half a brain. And believe me, there are many serving in the Oregon legislature that don't have half a brain. I'm sorry, folks. I get a little emotional about this, having served a few years there in that body. Any Republican that has a half a brain that recognizes what's going on behind the scenes here could use it emotionally to win statewide office. And then if they have any courage, depending on who it is, they'll change it all. They'll clean house. That's what needs to happen, don't you think? So what will you do? If your employer says you don't get the jab, you got no job. And not only that, but any place you go gets to charge you higher insurance fees for health insurance. What do you think about that? You like that? Is that a subject of a potential lawsuit? 503-589-1220. The power of Buick GMC Talker. And I hate to talk so much about lawsuits, but because we have pandering, pathetic politicians who are unwilling to stand up, what choice do you have? Back in a moment, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour now. That isn't funny. I'm looking at Fox Business. It says Biden to hecklers. They don't understand. Yeah, most of the hecklers have some cognitive ability, Joe. More important. In America, they have a right to express their opinion, whether you like it or not. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So tell me, the coercion of business in bed with government continues. In fact, it increases. No job, or actually no jab, you got no job. And you get to pay higher medical insurance premiums. Where does this end? No, I'm quite serious now. I want you to think about this. There's medical insurance. What happens if the pandering, woke, spineless CEOs of, say, your car insurance company say, no jab? Your car insurance goes up because it means you, I mean, they use the same flimsy excuse, right? Well, you know, you're probably going to be sick. And you're probably going to, you're at higher. I mean, they'll find some way to change or manipulate the statistics. You're probably going to have a car wreck. You're going to cost us more money. You deserve to pay more. What will you do? Seriously. What will you do? Are you going to stand up to the companies? You going to stand up to the pandering politicians? Seriously, what are you going to do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. We will go to the phones in a moment. Freedom Heating and Air is looking for great employees to join their company. One of the things that they do is they take care of their customers. I mean, this is how they've been in business for well over 40 years here in the Mid-Valley. A great company to work for. And the business has grown and expanded. They need employees. So maybe you're working for a company that says, you got no jab, you got no job. This would be your opportunity to talk to a company that's not going to do that to you. Why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Frankly, we got some cool days coming up, thankfully, but also some pretty cool nights. If that air conditioning or that heat pump system or furnace system, whatever, if it's not keeping up, call them. They can come out and fix it. That's one of the reasons they need more employees. They have these great emergency services, great discounts for veterans and seniors. Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. That's their website. Freedom Heating and Air. .net 503-580-1456. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say? No jab, no job.
Oh, Jeff, don't you just love this garbage? Not, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. This extortion, deception, discrimination, and it's all about money and power. And I will challenge my insurance company. Hey, wait a minute, insurance company. If you get the jab, you can still get the disease and die. And if we, like take ivermectin, or something like that. It has proven to kill the disease, protect your body, et cetera, et cetera. And so, it's all it's all craziness, but I'll challenge my insurance company. I'll challenge anybody that, I will not be... I will not be denied my choice on how I am going to address this disease, especially since there are several ways to address it. And, getting the jab is not a cure. It's just like ivermectin or any of this other stuff. It helps protect you, but it does not keep you from getting the disease. we have to challenge these insurance companies and our government to quit discriminating against us in favor of these yahoos that all they're looking at is how can I best way make more money, not how is the best way to serve the people that, you know, I provide insurance for and everything. So I'm saying bring it on, you jerks. It's about time we exposed the corruption and all this other garbage and that you guys started thinking about us, the citizens of this country, and their customers, instead of thinking about their stupid bottom line all the time.
In the last 30 seconds before the bottom of the hour break, do you think, you know, based on your own experiences, you've related your daughter's story and so forth and people that you know, do you think that people are getting to a point where they'll actually do what you said, stand up?
I think people are already stand up. That's why, you know, you had this thing with the police. You have these exclusions that are popping up everywhere, Jeff, because people are standing up and they're tired of being dictated to, and they're tired of everybody bullying us as individuals and allowing us the freedom of choice, especially when we know what the heck's going on. I mean, they feed us full of lies all the time, Jeff, and it's about time we call them out for what they're doing. And they're thinking about their bottom line and not necessarily our health.
Well said, and I think that we, the people, need to call out, we need to call out all politicians, Republican or Democrat.
Absolutely, Jeff.
You don't stand up for us. Thanks. Thanks, Art. Well said. Back in a moment, 6:30. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We're talking about no jab, no job. Even worse than that, the fact that now there are stories out there that the health insurance companies are going to charge you more because you're unvaccinated. What do you think about that? You like that? What will you do about it? You just heard Art talk about it. How about you? What are you going to do? You're going to stand up? You're going to say enough is enough? I mean, Art's right, isn't he? Just because you don't get the jab doesn't mean you don't get sick with COVID, because there's lots of stories out there about people who are fully vaccinated getting sick with COVID. Not a guarantee, right? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like this one from Matt yesterday. Mandates. There is a Facebook page called Mandate Free Oregon. People can join. Lots of firefighters and healthcare workers and others who are affected by this overreaching mandate. Mandate Free Oregon. Check it out. Facebook. Mandate Free Oregon. Thanks, Matt. Thanks also to Pfeiffer Roofing for being a great sponsor of this radio show. They have this new product. You hear me talk about it, and I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. It's called RoofMax. It is a product that is made from soybeans, and what it does, they just spray it on your roof, your asphalt shingle roof, and it rejuvenates it. It makes those asphalt shingles, well, it just gives them more life again. if they're not too far gone. And the way that you find out if this is an appropriate opportunity for you to fix your roof, to give it more years of life at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Let me say that again. At a fraction of the cost of a new roof. You can buy yourself some more time if you're not ready to do this. To get a free estimate, just call Pfeiffer Roofing, 647-4725. 647-4725. You can watch a great video about this product called Roof Max, which, by the way, you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell it. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. 647-4725. Let's go to the phones to my friend, Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Good morning, Jeff. First of all, I just want to, again, congratulate Art for his courage and just thank him. And I want to thank you, too, for fighting for the foolish. And let me explain what I mean by that. I think there are a lot of people that still think this doesn't affect them. And to Art's point and your point, there are a lot of people now standing up, and I'm really thankful for that. And that is the only thing. Well, not the only thing. It's the primary thing that causes these bureaucratic, power-hungry, money-driven individuals to pull back, and that is the sound of a multitude of voices. And so I think that money is a huge motivator. The scripture declares that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so it's not just the bottom line for the people who own the businesses. It's also your and my bottom line. Sometimes, you know, we are moved by the bottom line. But if we cannot buy what we want, if it becomes too inconvenient or whatever. And again, the scripture declares that that will be one of the primary tools in the end of the age to conform to a global power, a one world government. And that is no one will buy or sell unless they accept the system. And so I think the answer to that is to push back. Of course, we want to pray, and I talk to the Christian community at large. But we want to pray, and we want to make our voice heard, but I think we need to fight money with money. There are plenty of Christian lawyers and wealthy believers who this stuff is going to go to lawsuits. That's the thing that's going to push it back. And so we need believers or anyone, whether they believe it or not, but they believe in democracy, they believe in freedom to use their money to fight for this thing. And for those people that don't think it matters to them, they need to wake up and realize that it does.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, this is, of course, is the goal of this show, is to give people the ability, the arguments, I guess, if you will, the persuasive arguments.
Yes.
To help other people realize what's going on here and that they need to stand up. But I want to go back to a point that you made, because ultimately, because you cannot trust the pandering politicians, you have to look at going to court, filing lawsuits.
Yep.
It shouldn't have to be that way, but it is. That's just where we are, Pastor. And this is, let me just say the other thing. I so appreciate pastors like you that are willing to take a stand publicly, to come out and say this stuff and to preach it from the pulpit and to go on the air and talk about it and to talk about it on your Facebook broadcast, which you do every morning. I think it starts at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock Monday through Friday.
And you talk about this stuff. I've been on your show a couple of times, live broadcasting. I'm so glad you're willing to do this, because frankly, too many Christians are willing to just go along to get along, saying, it's just how we're going to have to do it. No, it isn't. We don't.
Well, I think we have an unbiblical perspective that, honestly, I've been around pastors and done it myself. I confess I've done it myself in the past, where we say, you know, Christians shouldn't be involved in politics, and so they pull back and they don't do anything, and they feel like in the end it'll all come out in the wash and God will take care of it. And that's true, but the Lord never did tell us that we're supposed to sit back and be silent. And I really think that And I don't consider myself that courageous. I actually just get very upset when people don't understand, when they can't see ahead what's coming down the pike. And then, so we draw the line, and then a few weeks later, the line is moved. What will it take? How many freedoms? Will it take someone coming and knocking at your door with a syringe in their hand saying, no, you have to. Look at Australia. Look at China. Look at Israel, for heaven's sakes, and the crazy, crazy things that they are doing in order to dominate the population to do what they want them to do. And money is the thing. There's really two things. There's money and there's physical force, like through the police, police and military and so on. Right now, we can still fight this thing with money in the courts and with our voices on the internet. And by golly, we better start doing it, or we could very definitely lose it all. And that doesn't mean God's not on the watch. That just means he's requiring our participation, just like if someone came and tried to assault our family, and we sat back and said, it's all God's job. It's not all God's job. It's ours, too. He'll partner with us if we're willing to do our part.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. Catch his daily Facebook broadcast live at 8 o'clock in the mornings on Facebook, and that's Jim Moore, right, Pastor?
Yep, that's correct. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Pastor. Appreciate it. Before we go to the phones again, and we'll talk to Tim in a moment here. There was an email here. Gail wrote me this email about we the people. The government in our country is we the people. We the people tell the elected officials what we want them to do. They do not tell us. We the people govern them. They work for us. It's 1776 again in America. And she goes on to talk about so much here. And you are so right. It is 1776 all over again. It's a different kind of revolution. It's a different kind of everything. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about government forcing you to get the jab through the coercion, the extortion, the deception of making you pay higher medical bills, higher medical insurance? What do you think about that? What will you do if your employer says that? What will you do if your employer says, hey, you got to be vaccinated? Sorry. Now, that's in the context of legally dubious mandate from Kate Brown, as the Portland City Attorney's Office says about cops. Well, if it's legally dubious for them because that's not their primary role, what about the rest of you? That your primary role is not healthcare. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
The first thing is TRICARE. Has anyone said anything about TRICARE since we have such a large group of veterans?
Yeah, no, we've not talked about that. What are they saying?
I don't know. That was my first reaction to it. And then the second one was the cost. The increased cost to businesses about the insurance, it's going to be passed on to the consumer. What the heck?
It will, and that's part of their argument, Tim. They're arguing that the unvaccinated are causing everybody else's insurance rates to go up, and because of that, by law, they can charge the unvaccinated more money. You buy that?
No. I don't buy it, but I think it's effective.
Yes, I would agree with you. It's effective. I don't like it. It, again, is a lawsuit waiting to happen. To any of you out there that are involved with TRICARE and you can answer Tim's question, I hadn't even thought about that. What does TRICARE say about you receiving care through your military involvement? What's the VA say? Would love to hear. 503-589-1220. Tim, great question. Glad you asked it. 648, back at home. Come on and sing my song. All night long. Oh, all night long.
Schiff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Freddie writes an email, or actually a text to me. It says, raising insurance rates are going up because interest rates are very low, not because of COVID. We don't test or ask questions about COVID on clients. Okay? That's from a guy who's in the insurance industry. But yet there's this long series of articles here about just that very thing. So what do you say? What are you going to do? If the insurance industry becomes the useful tool of the coercive, tyrannical politicians. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GC talk line. 503-589-1220. By the way, if any of you know what TRICARE or the VA's stance is on you being able to receive medical services from them if you're not vaccinated, I'd love to hear it from you. Shoot me an email, Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Righteous Renovations is Eric Azer's company, a man of faith that lives it as a contractor, especially how he treats you. Go to his website and you can look at, again, some of these great customer testimonials and some of the before and after pictures. Check them out, righteousrenovations.com. You can work with them with confidence. But they're not going to disrupt your life with a really bad, long, drawn-out bathroom or kitchen remodel. They get it. They understand. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? And or you don't have to tell me, just depending on what you want to say.
Hey, my name's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I'm a veteran.
Thanks.
I'm calling in response to your question about the VA and TRICARE. As a veteran myself, I received countless amount of information to get vaccinated, as well as I have family members who work for the VA who are being forced to take the vaccination or they lose their job.
So what do you think about that, first of all? And then secondly, are you being told that as a veteran, you have to be vaccinated to get any services? I was unclear on what you said there.
No, I'm not losing services if I don't get vaccinated. But at this time, But the VA staff, if they refuse their vaccination, they have to either resign or take the jab.
So, are you hearing any rumblings about anybody thinking about filing lawsuits over that?
No, I'm not in that circle. A bunch of us veterans believe that the VA is the world's finest socialized healthcare. And this is the insight to what we're going to get as the world progresses into socialism.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because when government controls all of that, they can dictate to you, and you have no choice. And that's the problem I have with it. This is about choice. And Brian, I got to tell you, first of all, thanks for serving, number one. Proud of you and your family members working within that system. It's much maligned, but it's just necessary, and it's part of our social contract. It's part of our moral contract. We need to provide that to you, but we should never, ever demand that you put something in your body as a condition of us fulfilling our obligation to you as a veteran. who has served us honorably, put your life on the line. We should never demand that. And Brian, I got to tell you, I've never thought I would use or say the slogan, my body, my choice, being a pro-life person. But I got to tell you, it fits, doesn't it?
It sure does, man. It sure does.
Brian, thanks for calling and for listening. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
So there you go. There's somebody who's both in the system as a veteran and also has family members in the system. They're being told, you gotta get the jab. No jab, no job. I don't like that. I think it's immoral. I think it's wrong. I'm not the only one. By the way, Angela Plowhead has, she's a psychologist and an Air Force veteran. I met her at the Afghanistan rally I spoke at on Sunday. She's announcing her run for the new 6th Congressional District so far. At least we think how it might end up. Anyway, she's in Marion County. Great gal. Met her, talked to her. Let's go back to the phones to another caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
My son is in TRICARE. They have 4 children, and they have not experienced any pressure as far as the job goes. You know, they don't go often, but they do their well baby things and so forth. And then my husband goes to the VA occasionally, and they ask him if he wants it, but they don't force it on him.
That's good. That's good. I appreciate that. At least they're not forcing on him yet. But, you know, like Brian was saying, when you have a government-run healthcare system, the potential for them to do that is there. And there's lots of examples in other countries that are highly socialist that, in fact, require that. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate it. Got an email from Dale about how come police departments and the homeless be exempt from getting the shot and others required? I thought we were all equal by Oregon's constitution. This is the other Dale. It provides Article 1 text of the Section 20, equality of privileges and immunities of systems. Corby writes, job versus jab. If we're not considered full citizens, maybe they don't need our taxes. And only half of the effort when we work. Oh, that's just too right on the money. Julie wrote yesterday about discussion topics, Afghanistan, Biden screw-ups. There are many. Biden being a candidate for impeachment as soon as possible. Number 2, the large number of Navy SEALs and special ops people running for Congress. And yes, there is, folks. COVID, the number of people who are quitting their jobs or taking early retirement. Companies are losing their most talented people. And I want to go back to, as we close the show today, that point. City of Portland is pulling back their mandate that cops be fully vaccinated. They're still recommending it, but they're not demanding it anymore. Why? Because of the politics, folks, not because of the actual guidance that they're using as an excuse. Sorry, folks, couldn't get to any more phone calls. I appreciate each and every one of you listening today. I'll be back tomorrow. Jim Huggins joins us. He announces today on Lars at 12:30. We'll get him tomorrow at 6:30. Make it a great day. Keep fighting and believing. Keep praying for this great nation.